Soldiers and their families aren't the only Americans feeling the strain of long separations and repeat service in Iraq. English professor Jenny Spinner says she too worries when she hears the latest news. Her twin sister is a Washington Post reporter on her third assignment in Iraq.
The day after my twin sister Jackie and I celebrated our 34th birthday, she left for Iraq. It was the third tour for my sister, a journalist assigned to an extraordinary and dangerous story in the heart of a war. When I hugged her goodbye that evening, I held on longer than I ever have. I will carry to my grave the bony curve of her thin shoulders beneath my hands. How small she felt, how fragile. I don't tell her that every time she emails me, I drag the mail to a folder titled, Jackie in Iraq. I save her last words, just in case. Instead, I say I understand why she needs to be there. During my morning commute, I peer over the backs of Metro writers reading their newspapers, wanting to shout, "That's my sister!" To some extent, I'm fortunate that my sister's role in this war is that of a reporter. When the newspaper lands on my doorstep each morning, when I hear her voice on the radio describing the battle in Fallujah, I know she's alive. I read between the lines. I listen to the inflection of her voice, trying to see and hear what only I, as her twin, can know. If she's really okay, if she's afraid, if she's coming home. My father wrote my mother every day from Vietnam, describing his life as a soldier there. But by the time the letters reached her, weeks later, the voice on the page was an empty breath. At the beginning of the summer, my sister phoned moments after surviving an attempted kidnapping. In the midst of her harrowing narrative, she shouted, "Oh, no!" And then the phone went dead. For an hour I waited, worried, until she called again to tell me that she and her driver were okay. Another night she called from the Baghdad hotel where she and other foreign journalists lived and worked. They were under mortar attack for the second night in a row. Thousands of miles away, the bombs in the background sounded like muffled heartbeats. She told me she was off to the stairwell to wait out the attack. I could hear the fatigue and fear in her hushed voice. I began whispering, too. "Be strong," I said. But before she could answer, the phone went silent, and all I could do was wait for her next word.
Jenny Spinner is an English professor at Marymount University in Arlington, Virginia. Her twin sister Jackie is covering the war in Iraq for The Washington Post.